This is KUT. Travis County residents have been voting early in record numbers, and while much of the attention is at the top of the ballot, there's a bunch more down ballot. That includes the Travis County District Attorney's race, and it's an important one for many reasons. Here's one: whoever wins could change how officer-involved shootings are handled. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports.
For Republican candidate Maura Phelan, change means having someone outside the district attorney's office prosecute these cases.
To comply with ethics and because of the distrust, I think that we need a special prosecutor.
Phelan currently has a private law practice, but spent 12 years in the DA's office. She says a special prosecutor is necessary in cases against officers because of the relationship a DA's office has with cops.
Prosecuting someone as a defendant who you've put on previously as a witness or relied upon as a witness and have that relationship with does not avoid the appearance of impropriety.
My position at this time is that the district attorney's office can and should handle these cases.
Meet Democrat Margaret Moore, Phelan's only opponent. A former assistant district attorney and county commissioner, Moore wants to focus on changes in the grand jury process. Grand juries hear all felonies in Texas. It's a random selection of folks, just like jury duty, although grand juries can sit up for 3 months at a time. And they hear all kinds of cases, from drug charges to murder, and decide if there's enough evidence to indict. Moore says these jurors may also be affected by a relationship with police.
Grand juries themselves hear cases from police officers. I also intend to ask the district judges to call a special grand jury specifically to hear these cases.
That is, officer use of force cases. Moore says appointing a special jury for these cases may ensure they're heard quickly.
That's a very important factor to me. I think the public likes to see these cases attended to with a great deal of alacrity.
The grand jury still remains a completely secret body that the prosecutor completely controls. When people say, I don't trust this, that's why.
Jennifer Lauren is a professor at the University of Texas Law School. She says both of these proposals have their merits, but that public distrust runs deeper than switching up juries and prosecutors to a distrust of the institutions as a whole. Phelan and her opponent Moore both say they can combat this by better educating the public about how the DA's office works, including hosting community forums. The Travis County District Attorney's race is about two-thirds down the ballot. Early voting continues through Friday. Election Day is November 8th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.